USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver on January 23rd. Then hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday in protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's coronavirus policies. Yesterday, the convoy clogged up the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan. As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration wants to put illegal immigrants into Baltimore, Maryland, and Houston, Texas with an ankle tracker and curfew times. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick is a member of Homeland Security Committee. She tells Fox News Biden needs to follow the law.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books.
USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Surprisingly, with all the stay-at-home orders from the current government over the past 2 years, birth rates have actually declined.
Births in the United States didn't fall as much as expected due to the pandemic, according to CDC data. The United States saw roughly 7,000 fewer births through the first 9 months of 2021 compared with the same period the year prior, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The numbers reflect conceptions that occurred roughly from April through December 2020, a period that includes the first part of last winter's COVID-19 case surge, which started in October 2020 and waned by February 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will meet in a roundtable today with CEOs of electric utilities to discuss his Build Back Better agenda. We are USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
These really work. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
The United States is at the tail end of the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge, so says Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He was talking on Newsmax and expects the disease metrics to decrease in the coming weeks.
We are at the tail end of this Omicron surge, probably a couple of weeks before everybody in the country is out of the surge. I'm hoping that the next few weeks, next few months are going to be much, much better with low infections and hospitalizations and deaths. That's my expectation, and I think that's how things are likely to play out in the upcoming weeks and months. We heard this earlier today from Governor Murphy in New Jersey. I think what we're going to see, there are about a dozen or so states across the country that have mask mandates still. And I expect all of them to peel back over the next couple of months. And the cities that do also are going to peel back again sometime in the next few weeks, few months at the most. Look, of course, there could be more variants. And I do expect another surge or two. I mean, we saw surges in the summer in the south. We've seen surges in the winter in the north. No reason to think that's not going to happen again this year. So at this point, what I think is we need to hold our political leaders accountable for making sure that we're getting ready for those things. How do we get ready? Let's build up plenty of supplies of testing and masks so that if those are necessary, we'll have plenty of them. We saw that in this past Omicron surge was really, really hard to get tests. That should not happen again in the future. I'd like to see a real stocking up of therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.